A good kid goes bad in Fort Gibson, Oklahoma.
Walked up, set his bag down, and started shooting a handgun into the crowd of kids.
Sabertech convicted in the ValuJet crash.
This is believed to be the first time in a civil aviation crash that a company has been found criminally responsible.
NASA's boss bristles at questions about the Mars probe.
Get a grip. The space frontier is rough and rigorous. We have brilliant people doing great things. You don't always have success.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Richard Slater, the police chief in Fort Gibson, Oklahoma, is as mystified as everyone else by this morning's shooting at the middle school.
I know everybody would like to know why, and so would we, but at this point, we do not know.
Police are holding a 13-year-old boy described as a church-going honor student with many friends who allegedly opened fire outside the school with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. Five students were wounded. Eighth grader Jacqueline Orman was there.
About 10 shots, and I saw a couple kids go to the ground, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what was going on. It sounded like firecrackers.
The boy finally dropped the gun, and the school's safety officer grabbed him. CBS News reporter Lee Frank is in Fort Gibson.
The 13-year-old who did not resist arrest and is not talking to police did not previously show warning signs of a troubled child. Fort Gibson High School student Shannon Lloyd knows him.
He's very quiet. He's shy. He's nice. He's just, it doesn't fit him.
People here are preparing to send their children back to class with help from counselors who have dealt with other shootings at other schools around the nation. Lee Frank, CBS News, Fort Gibson, Oklahoma.
Now this.
Oh, snow, white mounds of frozen goodness, winter's ivory cold pack on Mother Earth's boo-boo. You are cold, you are resilient, and I will conquer you without fear, dear snow.
Okie dokie. So Jeep Cherokee Sport owners look at things like snow as an opportunity. With air, remote keyless entry, and power windows and locks at no extra charge, plus available four-wheel drive, they can. Cherokee Sport, it kind of evens out the whole man versus nature thing. Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.
This holiday season, give the extraordinary gift that has literally swept the country. Name a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send them a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the International Star Registry today at 800-282-3333 for the unique gift that no one ever forgets.
A mixed verdict in Miami today where Sabertech, the aircraft maintenance company, and two employees were on trial in connection with the 1996 ValuJet crash. CBS News correspondent Jeffrey Kaufman was in the courtroom.
At issue here was whether this was an accident or an act of criminal negligence. The jury chose to acquit the two employees, but it did find the company guilty. This is believed to be the first time in a civil aviation crash that a company has been found criminally responsible.
Sabertech was convicted of causing the transportation of hazardous materials and failing to provide training, but acquitted of conspiracy charges. Sabertech packed the oxygen canisters believed to have started the fire in the ValuJet plane's cargo hold. All 110 people aboard were killed when it crashed in the Everglades. NASA Administrator Daniel Golden was testy today when reporters in Chicago asked him about the apparent failure of the Mars polar lander.
Get a grip. The space frontier is rough and rigorous. We have brilliant people doing great things. You don't always have success. You determine a people in America by how you deal with failure, not just with success.
Preparations are being made for another effort to communicate with the spacecraft, which hasn't been heard from since it was supposed to land last Friday. Reporter Steve Futterman has the latest.
Scientists are pinning their fading hopes on this next attempt, which will take place in just over 8 hours. If this fails, however, almost everyone agrees the chances of ever making contact are quite small. Jeffrey Plaut is with the Mars Exploration Program.
Once we make this test tonight, then the scenarios become much more complicated and much less likely.
Scientist Randy Wesson says the public has to realize that failures can never be completely avoided.
This is really part of exploration, and exploration is never easy. There'll be successes and there'll be failures, but you've got to keep moving forward.
Officials here say they are prepared for the worst. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Elian Gonzalez, the Cuban boy who survived the sinking of a refugee boat, is celebrating his sixth birthday with relatives in Miami while Cuba and the United States argue over his fate. Fidel Castro is demanding that the child be returned to his father within 72 hours. The State Department has rejected Castro's ultimatum, saying it wants the case resolved in the appropriate humanitarian way. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Every holiday, it's the same dilemma.
Are we there yet?
Mom,
soda spill.
Drive hours to see family and friends.
Ew, Bobby's car sick.
Or fly.
I'm sorry, frequent flyer miles can't be used during the holiday travel period.
So every year you drive, but not this year. Log on to Priceline.com and you can save hundreds on airline tickets and hotel rooms. You won't be paying full fare or, driving.
Ew,
name your own Bobby. Price at Priceline.com.
Weeknights at 8 on TLC. Experience the drama of real life. From rescues, paramedics, medical emergencies, trauma. From man at his limits, strange machines. To Mother Nature at her worst. Savager. Adrenaline Rush Hour. 5 nights of pulse-pounding action that's as exciting as TV gets. See an all-new Paramedics tonight at 8 on TLC. Adventures beyond.
Republican presidential hopefuls get to question each other at tonight's debate in Phoenix. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent David Dow for a preview.
Five of the candidates will square off in an historic Spanish-style theater. John McCain will join in by satellite from Boston. McCain decided not to travel to his home state debate, claiming it would wipe out 2 days of his schedule in and around New Hampshire, site of the nation's first primary. Will that hurt him? Perhaps, says political analyst Stuart Rothenberg.
It might make it harder for him to get involved in any back-and-forth interplay, either with the questioners or with other candidates.
The candidates will be allowed to question each other during the second half of the one-hour-plus encounter. Arizona has its own early primary, February 22nd. Live in Phoenix, I'm David Dow, CBS News.
Billionaire developer Donald Trump is in Los Angeles testing the political waters. He's invited nearly 100 Reform Party leaders to a get-acquainted meeting tonight. If he gets into the race, Trump says he probably has a good shot at the White House. After just 2.5 years on the job, Coca-Cola's chairman and CEO says he'll retire in April. Douglas Ivester is 52. Company executive Douglas Daft, who's 56, has been tapped as Ivester's successor. Coca-Cola has had trouble lately. A contamination scare affected sales of its products in Europe. Its stock price fell, and a group of current and former black employees have filed a discrimination suit. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
You know what I'm giving you for the holidays this year, sweetie?
What, honey?
Love. Lots and lots of love. Huge buckets of love, love, love.
That is so sweet.
Well, you know, I try.
That's not all, though, right?
Feeling a little strapped this holiday season? Save money when you travel by staying at Fairfield Inn by Marriott. You'll get a clean, comfortable room, including continental breakfast, for a holiday rate of just $44 to $64. Want another great deal? Sign up for the AT&T One Rate 7-Cent plan, so calls to your loved ones all day, every day, are just 7 cents a minute.
Okay, what if I also give you my undying respect?
Keep shopping, honey.
Of course I will. Absolutely. I was gonna.
Fairfield Inn by Marriott and AT&T, together to serve you this holiday season. For reservations, call Fairfield Inn at 800-228-2800 and call AT&T at 800-41-RATE. Rooms are limited and some restrictions apply. $5.95 monthly fee applies to the AT&T One Rate 7-Cent plan for domestic state-to-state calls from home. Available in most areas.
The Dow off 61 points today. The NASDAQ up 25 to a new high. Four would-be robbers made a very bad choice early Sunday when they tried to rob Mr. D's bar in Las Vegas. There were about 70 people in the place, many of them off-duty police officers. When the masked gunman burst in, shooting broke out. One robber was killed, 6 patrons wounded, including one of the cops. They were in the bar to hear a cop rock band called Pigs in a Blanket. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.